Okay. The Siman Kof Hei. Siman Kof Hei discusses some similar issues to Siman Tzadi Aleph. The split between what details are discussed in Siman Tzadi Aleph and which are discussed in Siman Kof Hei is somewhat arbitrary, which is the principles of not sort of the lumpus behind what happens when the Tom of A mixes in with B, but the physical conceits of when you put A next to B, when is there bleas tom? When is there enough heat or some other mode of transfer that makes the top of one thing go into another thing? And when does the top of one thing not go into another thing? And it discusses the different modalities that we have of transfer of tom, which are kavush and maliach and sli and bishel. So it starts, if aleph, with kavush. Says the Gemara says, kavush kimavushel. There are two machlokas rishonim, makes Yosef here quotes, about the getter of kavush kimavushel. One is, kavush for how long? Kavush for how long is mavushel? So Tosos brings a machlokas about this. Kavush for how long? He never says explicitly in the Gemara, how long does something have to be kavush to be kimavushel? So Tosos brings down two deis, machlokas between the Ritzba and the Rabbeinu Tam. Obviously, other rishonim, not in Tosos, also get involved. Kavush kimavushel. One fundamental question is, for how long? And here the Ritzba says 24 hours. And Rabbeinu Tam says 72 hours. Where do they each get it from? The Ritzba says there's a Gemara that says Bas v'cholav is a big fish. If you soak it all day, it's not usher d'oraisa, it's only usher if you cook it. Meaning, mi d'oraisa, kavush k'mavushel, doesn't make bas v'cholav, right? It's only bas v'cholav d'oraisa if you cook it. So since their expression was all day, that shows that kavush means all day. Since they said it's not bas v'cholav d'oraisa if you soak it all day, that shows other things are considered k'mavushel if you soak it all day. He takes it not just as an expression, but as bedavka, so one day, 24 hours. Rabbeinu Tam says something else. He says, Kibolo kach polta. We've ruled your kasha things the way they became treif. So if you have like jar jugs or something that absorb treif, how do you kasha them? Mili v'iru. You fill them with water for 3 days. You switch the water every day. 72 hours of soaking in water kashers them. So 72 hours kashers, then 72 hours makes a treif. That's the machlokas. Lamaisa we paskin. It's not really mesupik. A lot of the Rishonim agree. We pass in 24 hours. It kavush means if it's kavush for 24 hours. That's what that's a clear psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim. What? Oh, because there are many other Rishonim who agree with the Ritzba, and the later Rishonim, most of them agree with the Ritzba. Okay. The other question is, what does kavush mean? What does kavush mean? What does kavush mean nowadays if you buy things in the supermarket? Pickled, right? Rashi says pickled. What does pickled mean? Pickled mean only soaked in certain juices that have a sharp or salty power that really turns a cucumber into a pickle, right? However, many Rishonim, right? Let's say the Rush. There's other Rishonim here. I'm just giving examples. Says, Kavush doesn't mean pickled. Kavush means soaked. Meaning, what's an afkamina? Any soaking in a liquid? Or only soaking in a sharp liquid that pickles? Okay, so that's Machlokes Rishonim. How do we paskin? No. Doesn't seem to. Isser shenishrem heter may ace la ace as a mechaber betzone. Any isser that's soaked with heter, like his example is, what do you mean isser that's soaked with heter? Either let's say you took water and you soaked in it a piece of ham and cucumbers. So after 24 hours, the cucumber starts tasting like the ham. Or you have treif oil and you soak, or let's say you have treif milk.
and you soak cucumbers in it. So after 24 hours, that's an absorption, kavush kimavushal, and the taste gets absorbed and makes your food treif. Certainly, if you soak meat in milk for 24 hours, it wouldn't be treifing the raisa, but it would be treifing the rabbanon, because it would create an absorption. Mikri kavush, that's called kavush, vary kimavushal, vinesar kulos, like mavushal, all becomes treif. Just less than 24 hours, if it's 23 hours and 59 minutes, then you just rinse it off and there's no bliya. Okay, so we possibly means any soaking. He doesn't say only in sharp liquids. Any soaking. And we paskin 24 hours. However... What? Yes.
Use the same rule. Somebody tastes it, a great taste, and would be what they
do. Pashas, yes. Yep. Although I bet the guy, the guy would really taste it. But who knows? You have to check. Maybe it's something which is very impervious to absorption. Yeah, in a chanami. However, there is one echo of the Kula of Rashi in Pisli Tshuva Sifkatan, I apologize, Dalid. Is it Dalid? No. I meant Pisli Tshuva Sifkatan. Gimel, he quotes in the Noda Behuda that Pisli Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel B'shem Noda Behuda. He basically says Rashi is a sniff lehakel. What he says, if you have a liquid that you don't have any evidence that it really has pickling power in Shas, a liquid, there's no place in Shas that's mentioned that it creates kavush, like water, for example, or apple juice, or Coke, where you have no raya from Shas that it has the power to pickle, then, at least in some cases, where there are many other tzadim lohakel, he's mitzarif it to create a kula. So he doesn't say we can be makel based on Rashi, but his case was a case of a suffix, it was 24 hours or not. There are many reasons to be makel there. So he says if you have other tzadim lohakel, sometimes you can add Rashi as a sniff lohakel. I'm not saying it's something that we're going to use to paskin in regular cases very often, but at least in some cases, he is willing to use that as a sniff lohakel. Okay, the interesting discussions here are, we're not going to get into every single detail, but the interesting discussions here in the Shach and the Taz and the Achronim are, how about when Kalim come into play here? Right, the Shulchan Aruch here doesn't really discuss Kalim so much. He says, an Isser that's soaking with Heter, like two foods. What about Kalim? So,
Well,
let's see. The Achronim discuss one of the topics, which the Achronim discuss is what if, let's take two cases. What if you have a ochel, right? That's kavush bikli iser. Meaning ochel hefter, you have kosher food in a treif kli. What if you have kosher food in a treif kli? So No, kosher food in a treif, kosher liquid in a treif kli, or kosher food soaking in kosher liquid in a treif kli. You have a treif pitcher. A guy has a treif pitcher. What did he drink in this treif pitcher? He drank, I don't know, lots of, like, he drank hot lard out of the treif pitcher. I don't care how he made the pitcher treif. Right, his mom is a treif pitcher. And you put your milk in the pitcher and put it in the fridge for 24 hours. Right, not a crazy scenario, certainly a possible scenario. Right, or you have, it doesn't have to be a pitcher. It could be a Tupperware or something that the guy, I don't know, he boiled food very, very hot in the microwave in the Tupperware and really made the Tupperware treif. And then you soak, not you just put solid pieces of something in the Tupperware, that's not kavush. Kavush has to be a liquid. But let's say you put, cold soup in there to store in the fridge for 24 hours, or you empty a can of corn and it's, with all the water and it's sitting there for 24 hours. Would it make your food treif or not?
Well, but it's not
going to
be
vinyom. Ah, so here's the machlokas. The Isser Beheter says the ochel becomes, the food becomes usher. The shach and the taz say it's mutter because, as Alex just said, it's mutter because by the time it's kavush, it's not been yomo anymore.
Meaning it's only kavush after 24 hours.
Why after 24 hours it's not ben yomo? Unless you come with a really weird scenario, which is not, you know, you come with really weird, but neural series. You take an empty kli that was treif,
and you soak kosher food in it.
Well, obviously, you know, if it was empty even for 10 minutes, then it becomes ben yomo 24 hours and 50 minutes later. It only becomes kavush 24 hours later. So it's ain't a ben yomo, it's no sedam of gam by the time it's kavush.
This is a, what's the machlokas here?
The Isra'heter says, no. You have to count from
the beginning of the kavush process.
If in the beginning of the kavush process, then you don't know it's a problem. The Shabbat says, no, you only count the end of the kavush process. It says at the end is ain't a ben yomo, it's mutter.
Okay, so this is a big machlokas. Most achronim assume, like the Shach and the Taz,
that since if you took it out of the kli after 23 hours and 59 minutes, it would be mutter. It's only usher because you kept it in the kli till you hit 24 hours. If at that time it's ainu ben yomo,
then it's going to be no sin ham lefgam. It's not going to make a treif. That's what the Shach and the Taz paskin.
Everyone agrees if it was 24 hours empty before you put your food in, then it's going to be okay. So it was for sure ainu ben yomo before you put your food in. The machlokas is you put your food in, it was ben yomo. By the time it's kavush, it's ainu ben yomo. Do you go by the beginning or the end? Yisra'el goes by the beginning. The Shach and Taz go by the end.
This is just a regular liquid, right? Not sharp.
Regular liquid. Yes.
Why are we talking about beginning or end? Kavush is a process. It doesn't happen after 24 hours.
It's a process. It has a beginning and an end. So the Isra'heter says you go by the beginning of the process. Shach and Taz says you go by the end of the process.
There should be something in between, right?
Look, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe, but then I wouldn't know where to draw the line. I don't know.
I haven't heard of an in-between shita. Okay.
Could you tell me the mitzvah again? What's the mitzvah of the pouring milk?
When you put your milk in the kli, in the pitcher, it's ben yomo.
Yeah, milk.
You have a pitcher that someone put hot lard in 3 hours ago. Okay.
You have milk in an empty pitcher?
Yes. The empty pitcher's treif.
And the pitcher's treif.
Yes.
Where's the kavush?
The milk is soaking in the pitcher.
But the milk is nothing of applying. You said before that what many of according to the Rashi, it would be a problem for the Rashi.
Perhaps not, because milk is not pickling, but we don't care.
No, but okay. But where the milk? What's affecting the milk?
The pitcher is kavush in the milk. The pitcher is soaking the milk. The pitcher is kavush in the milk. I know the milk is in the pitcher, but that still counts as kavush. That counts as kavush. Okay. Lamaisa, everyone agrees that counts as kavush. Everyone agrees that kli with liquid counts as kavush. Even though the kli is outside the liquid, it still counts as kavush. The other machlokas here, which they get into, is, I'm not going to get, there's a bit of machlokas, like, how about the other way around?
How about, right? Iser shenichbash bikli heter. Right? What about an iser the other way around? Your pitcher is kosher, but then someone soaks cold treif soup in it, or cold treif orange juice in it, or whatever the case may be. Right? Cold treif milk in it. Cold pig milk. They put cold pig milk in your pitcher and put it for 24 hours in the fridge.
So there's a bit of machlokas that Taz brings down, and the Isra'heter does it all.
Two questions. A, I mean, our assumption basically here is that kavush does apply to Caitlin, right? That's like an assumption, just the details. One issue is that Taz says that the kli is only boleak de klipa. Meaning, even though the whole point of kavush, remember, kavush kemevushal maliach peroteach, which means, at least for Sfardim, kavush is like mevushal and asher, the whole thing gets the bliya throughout. Maliach is only like tzli, it only gets the bliya in the outer layer. But
That the Taz is, but for a Kli, Kingdom are harder than food. Only the Kli for the Kli gets treif. All the other Achronim, most Achronim disagree with him. The Shaft earlier in Sadiches disagreed with him. So the Prima Gadim quotes Harbi Achronim, who says it is totally usher. And we hold like this. Like the other Achronim, goes to the Shach, and the Ramon Tos Chatzis, and everyone, just like if you put a cucumber in treif milk for 24 hours, it'll become totally treif. If you have a pitcher with treif milk for 24 hours, the pitcher will become totally treif. Not just the klipa.
If we're saying that the Misha takes a full 24 hours, 23 minutes, 15 minutes doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, Misha goes throughout the whole thing. So it takes 24 hours to manage the whole thing. Why don't we say that 23 hours, it's at least like sleep?
It's an excellent question. At a certain point, the answer is going to be, like the Mishnah says in Menachos, right, the Mishnah Menachos asks, how come you can total in 40 saw and have 39.99 saw? How come Chazal said that you can mix 60 Esronos and not 61 Esronos? So the Mishnah in Menachos says, Kol Midas Chachamim Kach. Meaning, the way Halacha works is they draw a line someplace. Obviously, it's not as if something magical happens to that line, like until that line, been see, it's not a science that will tell you 23, 59, 59, nothing, and all of a sudden, that next second, everything happens. But in Halacha, we draw a line someplace, so it could be that really maybe it would take more than 24 hours to go through the whole thing, but we draw the line there. Lamai said we draw the line there, and that's the way it works. Yeah, Justice Silver points that out in his book on this. He has a street up in Bayit Vegan named after him, no? He's a Tom Chacham, who's the deputy head of the president of the Supreme Court here.
What's the book on this? Drawing lines?
Yeah, he has a whole book about it. I mean, the idea, you don't need the Supreme Court president, but he has a whole book on it. Very fascinating. Okay. There's more to say about that, but not for now. The other interesting machlokas is, might there be a difference in different materials of Kli? Maybe there are some kalim that are exempt from kavush. There are some kalim that don't really have, that kavush can't really get to them because they're too hard. So, what about sugei kalim? Meaning, I don't mean types of kalim like plates versus bowls. I mean, like, what about kalim that are made of different things? Might there be some kalim that are just immune from kavush, because they're too, if you put them on a fire, that's one thing. But just soaking cold, maybe they're too hard for that. So that's the Taz quotes machlokas between himself and the Isser V'Heter. And then there's a long summary of this in the first Pesachei Tshuva. He goes through he goes through every possible material you can make kalim out of in the first Mishpat Zov. Prima Gadim. The first Prima Gadim, Mishpat Zav, he goes through all the different materials. Basically, we're talking about hard ones, right? Obviously, wood's going to be Wolea, and plastic is going to be Wolea, and Cheres is going to be Wolea. Those are all very soft materials, or rather, very porous materials.
Why
obviously,
plastic?
Stone. Plastic is pretty porous. I mean, it just is. It's not in the Prima Gadim, obviously, but it just is porous. Plastic, it's a fact. Plastic is porous. It's not like metal. I don't mean it's porous like a sponge. I just mean it's not like metal. It's more porous. It's porous, similar to wood and other things. And you know, so one of the big machlokes, mateches is a machlokes. The Isser V'Heter says mutter, and the Taz says usser, and l'maisa were machra like the Taz. But it's a tzad lahakel for sure. If you have a shiloh of kovish by metal, it's a tzad lahakel that it's not so pashut that kovish applies to metal kalim. Because metal, the Yerushalmi mentioned a few places, metal kalim are more impervious relative than cheres kalim. And we all know that metal is, I don't mean hard, like how hard it is if I hit you over the head. I mean, it doesn't seem very porous. It's not so absorbent. Glass, he also mentions here, zechuchis. The Prima Gadim also mentions here, and he mentions that many Achronim are makel on glass. The Prima Gadim himself. He's always a little nervous. He says, well, if it's half some Aruba, Lamaisa, we're many postings nowadays, especially if we're not dealing with Pesach or Makel on glass anyway. And I think there's room to be Makel in most cases. We have Shailov Kavosh, it's not Pesach, at least. You know, there's room to be Makel in Shailov Kavosh glass. You know, I wouldn't worry about
it. A plastic container, if it was like filled with milk, let's say, you know, like when, something like this that you buy, that you should assume that it's momish. Milk-ish?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good example. A good example would be, let's say you have a pitcher at home, a plastic pitcher that you keep milk in, and you sometimes put it 24 hours in the fridge. You know, not in the original container. I mean, the original container also. You know, right. That is milk-ish. If you have a milk container you buy from the supermarket, it's been not too long, but a couple of days, it's been soaking there until you bought it from the supermarket, that container you assume is milk-ish through kavush. It's mamish milk-ish. That container is mamish milchik through kavush. If you emptied the milk out and filled it with hot chicken soup, it would be treif.
Is this whole topic really started for the Rabbanan?
In Basar B'Cholav, it's the Rabbanan. Because Basar B'Cholav is only Daraisa, lo sevashal gedi b'chalev yimo. But in other Yisurim, it's Daraisa. Kavush is Daraisa except in Basar B'Cholav. That's going to be later in the Sif. In Bas B'Chol, of course, not Daraisa. Only Derech Bishel is Daraisa. But in Treif, it is Daraisa. Meaning, if I soak ham in my Kli, that Kli is Treif Daraisa. If I soak ham and kosher meat in the same water, that kosher meat is Treif Daraisa. No, they use new kalem. They don't reuse plastic.
No, the thing, the chayapami thing, like milk products, right? So the kli itself has to be made out of kosher products, because otherwise...
No, the kli is made out of inedible products. Kli doesn't need to be kosher. The kli is by definition kosher. It's not edible. The kli is made out of chemicals.
Well, we're just talking about all the pots. The pots, didn't we just say that the pots are going to affect...
Yeah, but what do you mean Kli Yisr? They use brand new kalim when they manufacture products that are made out of chemicals. There's no Yisr in those kalim. And even if you might say maybe they put a little animal material, they made it totally inedible by the time they make it into plastic. Plastic is automatic. All plastic is kosher. All plastic is automatically kosher. If you'll ask, what about people who have biodegradable containers if they might have a chashim treif in them, then taco would be a baya. But in Tzius, they don't use those nowadays. And then we have to investigate, do they make it out of kosher materials or treif materials? But all plastic is kosher.
Would that necessarily make it an issue? Like, even if a mamish head was made of treif...
Biodegradable things might be ochel. You have to see a lot of biodegradable things are...
You could eat it. Well, like what?
I don't know. I have no idea. I never tried. Okay, next time try the packing peanuts. And you'll see. If they're really bad, it means they're not biodegradable. And you'll see, maybe we'll eventually come across a good one. Okay, now continuing. Says the Rabbah, V'chol makam darmi in kovish kemavushal afil ma shechutz lekvisha aser. Da'idei kvisha sholmata v'fapeh lamala kemo bebishal. Here is an interesting question. If here is your pot, and here's your kovish, right? What's kovish in the pot? Here you have ham, and here you have kosher food, right? Kosher food is green. And what happens? One of the pieces of kosher food is part inside the rotif, is half kavush, half not kavush. So the bottom half is for sure treif. What about the top half? So he says, even the top half is treif. Why? Because the kavush not only ashers what's in the water, it ashers even what's outside the water. Now, obviously, this piece is pashat mutter. This is pashat mutter. It's not in the water at all. Even this little chelek is pashat mutter. The question is, what about this chilek? The top half of a piece that's half in the water, half out. So the Ramah says usher, but not everyone agrees, and he even continues. V'yesh mekilim v'mash b'chutz, and yesh mekilim. So he doesn't have a clear hachra, but the shach and the taz, both paskin like the yesh matirin. We paskin mutter. The Shach and the Taz both say, mutter like the Yesh Mekilim. Kavush only has power over what's inside the water, not the other half of the Chaticha that's outside the water. However, the Shach is Machmer, This is if it's lean. If it's fatty, the shach more machmir, because the fat makes it spread throughout. So mutter, if it's not showing. But if it's fatty, we'll see. Fat has the power to spread things more, because the grease just goes straight through. Okay, now he said, Safe kavush usser. This was Zeb's question. Is kavush d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So the answer is, what's the litmus test of something d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Usually, all else being equal, what about safek? Safek kavush usser, meaning, we're not sure what it means, but you don't know if this ham, simple shot, the ham was soaking with your beef, and the ham was more than a 60th, right? It was soaking with your beef, and you're not sure if it's been 18 hours or 24 hours. You can't be medayik in the time. You have a security camera. But it only takes a picture every 12 hours. So you're not sure if it's been soaked in 24 hours or not. Safek kavush. Right? Someone forgot exactly when they put it in. Or better yet, you've been soaking your meat for 30 hours. You find a piece of ham fell in there. You don't know if it fell in, was there 24 hours, or was there 22 hours, or 1 hour. Safek is also considered safek d'oraisa l'chomer. Kavush is d'oraisa. Except in basar b'chalav. If this would be meat and cheese, suffer would be lakula. Why? Because of basar b'chalav is only d'oraisa if you cook. If it's cold, basar b'chalav is automatically d'rabbanan. Does lima lakula d'minatori no asar b'ach b'sol mamish. The afkaran to point out cleverly that if this would be suffig, if it's iser v'heter, then it's suffig d'oraisa l'chumra. What if you have suffig kavush of basar Ugvina, or basar b'chalav, then you say safek d'rabbanan l'kula. But what can't you do if you're makel because of safek d'rabbanan l'kula? Eli Wagner, see if you're clever. You soak the cheese and the meat, you're not sure if it's 24 hours or not, so you say safek l'kula. And you can eat the meat and the cheese. What can't you do? You can't cook the meat and the cheese. So if you cook it, you're turning it into a safek d'oraisa, meaning this meat might have cheese taste or might not. So you can eat it. But if you cook it, then it might have cheese taste that was cooked in, might not. So, safek d'rabbanan l'kula, but you have to eat it raw. Or, hopefully, if it's already cooked, you have to eat it without warming it up. Right? You have to eat it raw. Right? You can't cook it, because once you cook it, that changes into a safek d'oraisa.
What?
Yeah.
I'm saying, do we have a rule over here or something?
No. Oh, no, I mean, each ingredient is more than a 60th, so time kicker, so it doesn't matter what's the roof. It would be min bimino, that would be a different story. Obviously, if you had a nevela and shchuta min bimino, and the shchuta was more than the nevela, then obviously suffering would be lakula, because that's min bimino. But here we're talking about min b'sheino mino.
Can you read that up?
Because we're talking about other research, meaning bas b'chal can never be min bimino. Right. Meat and milk are different mino. Right? I just mean, if you have nevela and shchuta, and you have more shkuta than nevela, then taka would be a safek d'rabbanan. For what? Kavash kumavusha? Svara. No marker. Svara is d'oraisa. Gemara and Baba Kama. Okay. The big machlokas here, which is a big lumdus, but we're not going to get into the whole lumdus, is...
Even in Maya, kavash is kumavusha, even in water?
Since we are machmir, like the Rush against Rashi, yes. Maybe soaking transfers taste. Okay, you're saying you don't understand the science.
No, it's not the science. It's that to come to make such a chumra with that.
This is not a mucker. It's a scientific observation Chazal had.
On Mayim. How can it be? Mayim doesn't do anything.
I don't know. Okay.
Wait, I understand. What was the case with Mayim?
He says, what if things soak in water? He says, oh, come on. We all know nothing happens. How could Chazal have thought something happens?
What do we think happens if it's soaked in water?
What?
Will water do anything? You're saying
meaning if ham and beef were soaked in water.
Oh, I see.
Right, obviously, if soaked in water, who cares? Right, meaning ham and beef.
That is strange, though. But how does it transfer to each other?
It's a great question, meaning what you're just saying is that Rashi makes more sense. If Chazal just looked at the science, they would have discovered when you pickle things, it changes the taste. But why would they have looked at science and discovered when you soak things in water, it changes the taste? That seems a little mukzam. I don't know. I haven't done enough scientific experiments. Sarachian.
Nobody makes a difference that the tzir is the rice and mine
is the rabban. Not that I know of. I hear the svara. It's a nice svara. But not that I know of. That doesn't prove anything. But not that I know of. Okay.
We're assuming that the water absorbs, let's say, ham into it.
And then the water puts the ham taste into the beef, precisely. Okay, let me mention one machlokas, which is very lumdish, but we're not going to totally get into now. Which is, it might be reminiscent of morning seder for some of us, which is the Taz has a problem. The Taz says the Taz, he says, if you're dealing with suffek, if you're dealing with suffek 24 hours, suffek 23 hours, which is usually the kind of suffek coverage that people are dealing with. Suffek, there's 24 hours or less than 24 hours. I don't mean dafka 24 and 23. Suffek, how long it was soaking. Says the Taz, then, even in Doraisa, afilo bid'oraisa mutter. Why? Suffek Doraisa l'chumra. Because of Cheskas Heter. What do you mean? We're misopic whether something stayed the same or changed, right? You had your kosher food. Either it stayed the same or it changed and got a taste of treif. If you have a suffix, whether something stayed the same or changed, even Doraisa, there's a rule called Chazaka. If it was Heter, it's still Heter until proven otherwise. So the Taz says Cheskas Heter, the Shach, and the Kudus HaKesef, says Usher, and we can't rely on Chezkas Heter in this case. Also, we can't rely on Chezkas Heter in this case. This is one of these Chef Schmeitza type of machlokas. Can you rely on Chezkas Heter in this case or not? We'd have to learn the whole Chef Schmeitza. I'm not going to properly be able to defend this against the Sugya Nida and the Sugya Chulin, or even against the Rishonim that you remember from the Sugya in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Vav. But the Taz says Cheskas Heter. The Shach says no. Over here, since the ham is in there with them, that ruins the Cheskas Heter. Since you see the ham is there with them, that's a reisa in the Cheskas Heter, and there's no Cheskas Heter. Pesach Tshuva brings other achronim who bring many other angles about this. Lamaisa, we'll have to leave the Ian on this for another time.
What? Sorry, you just said about the Shach.
The treif kli. So the shach and taz we make them anyway because of this svara, right? So that wouldn't come up. Continuing, now the mechaber has a big chiddush. The im hu kavush says the mechaber b'soch tzir b'toch tzir b'toch chometz. If it's anyone ever buy pickles. Okay, what are pickles? What are the ingredients? Obviously, what are the big solid things? Cucumbers. And what makes them pickles? Because they are kavush, that's what it says in modern Hebrew, in?
Salt
or vinegar. There are two ways to make pickles. You can make pickles with salt brine, or you can make pickles with vinegar. And I assume that's true of a lot of other things also, right? There are two ways to pickle, in salt or in vinegar. I'm sure you could use other similar materials to salt and similar materials to vinegar. Says the Mechaber, quoting the Rush, a big chiddush. V'yimu kavush b'soch tzir o b'toch chometz im shah k'nei sh'yitnenu al ha'or v'yartiach v'yatcha litvashel harei hu kimavushal u'l'pachs b'shir zel v'neser ala k'dei klipa. He has a big chiddush. He says, what does the Rush say? What does the Rush say? Says the Rush, soaked in any liquid, he says it's kavush after 24 hours. But soaked in tzir, tzir means salty brine. Salty brine. Right? Salt water or brine. Right? The shear is much less. It is, I don't know, how long, anyone ever cook? How long to take a pot of water and put it on the flame and it'll boil? It's a very strange shear, because it all depends if you have a gross burner or if you have a real, you're a real person or, you know, a vichuli vichuli. But how long to take to boil up a pot of water? 10 minutes? Yeah, okay. Basically a few minutes. Not a second, not a minute, But a few minutes, I saw some mandir couldn't say a mil. I'm not sure where they get that from. It's random. But a few minutes. That's the chiddush of the rush. That's the big chiddush of the rush. A few minutes. Now, what is... That's what the rush says. Here we have a fundamental machlokas between the shach and the mechaber. Why? Why? The shach says, if you're in salt water, hold on a second. Salt water, forget about kovash kamavushal, what about? That's maliach, that's kovash maliach, meaning it's kovash and maliach. Oh, if you have kovash and maliach, then even in much less than 24 hours it's going to be, oh, so you have the power of kovash plus the cover of power of maliach.
Where's the maliach?
Tzir is salt water. Tzir means salt, it doesn't mean salt water, it really means salty brine, but it means a salty liquid. So it says the shach, because of kavush of maliach. And he doesn't use this phrase. It says because of maliach. Meaning it's a, let's say even better, it's a super malicha. It's a super malicha. Now when you're salting it, you're soaking it in salt. A super malicha, that's going to be more chavar. Says the mechaber, it's a super kvisha. No, it's a more chavar kvisha. Basically what he's saying is that Rashi and the Rush are both right. Right? Meaning any liquid 24 hours, but pickling liquids a few minutes. What's the nafkamina? Why am I bringing this? It sounds like I'm just saying empty words here. There's a very fundamental machlokas that comes up all the time in real life. The Mechaber added something to the Rush that wasn't in the Rush. Looking at the text of the Mechaber, how can you tell what he added that had no source in Rishonim? You're not supposed to actually use any substantive knowledge about what he said. Just technically, how can you tell that the Mechaber added something here that has no source in a Rishonim? Don't say you're going to look in the Baragola to see what has a mucker in the Rishonim, because the Baragola doesn't give you every word and say, like, what's in the Rishonim, what isn't. He just, like, gives you sentence by sentence. So how do you know? I mean, you could look in the notes of Kalim, or what is the after Chometz? What does it say after Chometz? What did the editor put in after the word Chometz in the Mechaber? Okay, you can just read all of these. What did the editor put after the word Chometz in the Mechaber? Dalet Ayin. What does Dalet Ayin mean? What does Dalet Ayin mean? Da'as Atzmo. Das Atzmo, his own opinion. So the Chometz, Dalet Ayin, his own opinion. The editor told us, hold on a second, this Chometz thing is not in the Rishonim. Like, don't look at the Baragola and say, oh, he has a source in the Rishonim. Although the Baragola also gave it away here, just truth be told. Das Atzmo. Baragola also said, this is a rush by Tzir, but the Mechaber then extended to Chometz. Nafkamina is b'chometz. How about if it's in vinegar? Says the Mechaber, a few minutes. Something soaks in vinegar for a few minutes, it's kavush. Says the shach, ridiculous. Says the shach, 24 hours. The shach says it's only the power of malicha that makes this chumra of a few minutes. What's a few minutes? Because she then all over your tiach. Right? That you can boil it. However long it takes to boil it. I'd already be machmer in 5 minutes. You can boil things. That's only the power of salt, because maliach rotech has extra power. Where do you get vinegar from? There's no mucker in the Rishonim for vinegar. Well, the Mechaber obviously understood, no. The mucker is, they're like throwing in a little Rashi, that in real pickling power goes quicker in only a few minutes. Water takes 24 hours. Milk takes 24 hours. Apple juice takes 24 hours. But actual pickling substances, they work in a few minutes. This is a big nafkamina.
Is that true, though? I mean, if you put, like, a cucumber in salt water or vinegar, it's not going to, like, it may be a little bit
no,
of salt.
It's not going to totally get pickled, but maybe there will be a blea of time. Or maybe at least there could be a blea of time in some cases. Right? If there could be a blea of time in some cases, we already want to be machmer in all cases. Right? Maybe if it was a soft cucumber, there would be a blea of time. Then we'd have to be machmer in everything. Otherwise, how do we know where to draw the line? This is the big machlokas. So halacha lemaisa, if you soak something in a boring liquid, in a bland liquid, 24 hours is kosh. If you soak something in a salty liquid, everyone agrees, even a few minutes is kosh. What if you soak something in a sharp liquid? That's what chometz is, right? It's not a salty liquid, it's a sharp liquid. What if you soak something in vinegar? If you soak something in vinegar, then it's a machlokas shach and mechaber. The shach says 24 hours, the mechaber says a few minutes. This is not a crazy example. This could be ma'aseh b'chol yom. Let's say someone has a bowl and they put a lot of vinegar to dress the salad, and there's some pieces of salad at the bottom they're soaking in the vinegar. Pieces of salad on top have a drop of vinegar on them. That's not soaking. But on the bottom, there's like the bottom 12 pieces of salad are soaking in the vinegar for an hour while you eat your meal in a milchik bowl. Did they become milchik or not? Right? That's a nafkamina. Or, this is the classic shaila, some people, you know, my wife likes sweet cream. But most people like sour cream, sharp cream, right? A lot of people love the sharp cream. What is the sharp cream? The sharp cream is vinegar. Okay, theoretically it could be some other fermented liquid. But it's not salty. There's no salt in sharp cream. It's vinegar, or, I mean, the old days they might have used other things, right? It's not salty. Or, you know, let's say you have schnapps. Schnapps is also sharp like chometz lechora, right? You put it in a milchik glass for 10 minutes, it's become milchik, right? I'm not saying these are the most weighty questions ever, but these could come up. The classic question is, I bring the chrein to the table, I put in a fleishik spoon, and I leave it there for the whole fish course, which is 15 minutes. Is the chrein now fleishik? Right? And it's very juicy chrein. I mean, it's not dry chrein. No, it's soaking in its liquids. Right? When you buy chrein, it usually is soaking in liquid. The liquid goes all the way up. So you're soaking a fleishik spoon in this chrein. Does that make it fleishik in 15 minutes? Or no, it's fine, because it was less than 24 hours. Nothing happened. That's a real nafgamina. Right? So these are really questions that come up all the time. The question is, do we hold like the shach, or do we hold like the mechaber? Ad hayom hazeh, there is not a clear psak. However, it could be that Sephardim would always be machmer like machaber. So I know it could be that if I was Sephardi, I would be machmer on this more. For Ashkenazim, there's not a clear psak. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Pesach, I mean Tuf Mem Zayin, Sifkat Ayin Aleph. Here. Mishnah Brura. Tuf Mem Zayin, Sivkat Ayin Aleph, says, Debechometz Be'inan Gam Kein Me'es Le'es. Even vinegar takes 24 hours to be kavosh. And in the Sharetzion there he says, like the Shach wrote in Simon, in the beginning of Simon Kofhe. So the Mishnah Brura passes like the Shach. And therefore, his nafkamina is that if you soaked vinegar in a chometz de'kikli for 2 hours, then it's not chometz stick, because even vinegar takes 24 hours. And in less than 24 hours, it's not kavosh like the shach against the mechaber here. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mekel. Lemaisa, even though the Mishnah Berurah is mekel, not everyone is so comfortable being mekel, and Lani is daiti, I think l'chachilo we should be machmer on this. L'chachilo we should be machmer, that if something is vinegar or some equivalent sharp liquid, we should be nizar l'chachilo to avoid situations of kavush for more than a few minutes. But b'di'eved, you know, even not a terrible b'di'eved, just a regular, you know, if you already did it, then I think we can be makel, especially in shilos of the spoon, since the spoon is metal anyway, and a lot of achronim say that kvisha can't get things out of metal spoons. So, but l'chachila, I would, even the Mishnah Berurah, he never said l'chachila, I would not leave a fleishik spoon in the chrein during the entire fish course, because I'd be choshesh that maybe it'll make it fleishik. And if my chrein's fleishik, then what happens when I eat with a milchik meal, etc., etc.? So l'chachila, I would try to be nizra on this, but b'di'evid me'ikra din, I think we can make it like the shach, and that was the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. Ellie.
Yeah, I was saying, what color is the problem?
Oh, that if your crane is flagship, then you might eat your gefilte fish at a milking meal, and you put crane on it, and you'll have lasagna on your plate at the same time, and you'll eat them together, and you'll be eating.
Well, if you're smarty, you wouldn't even have to worry about it.
If you're smarty, then you don't have... Correct. I mean, if you're smarty, you don't have to mean it anyway. Or at least most smarty, because you wouldn't eat your gefilte fish with milk anyway, so you're okay. Correct. But, unless you put your crane on something else, but you don't put crane on anything else. Okay.
So better use a pyro, is what you're saying. Or, like,
So better to use a pyro spoon, or to use, like, a spoon that came with a fancy, like, you know, dish that you serve it in, or... to, like, not soak the spoon there. And just let everyone take on their own.
What was the second or you said?
You know, sometimes people put the crane on Shabbos not in the jar, but in a nice fancy dish. And those usually come with their own little spoons that you only use with that fancy dish.
So it's also a hard spoon.
Okay. Yeah, okay, and a phenomenon. You're right, I take it back.
One of the suggestions you have is taking it out and just leaving it on the plate. If it has some, like, residual crane on it.
No, residual drops is not called kalish. Okay. Kalish means it's soaking substantially. Doesn't mean it has to be 100% covered, right? In this case, it was only 50% covered.
Right.
But it means it has to be really soaking, not a few drops. A few drops is not considered kafish.
Or if you use a plastic spoon and throw it out if there's extra.
No, I wouldn't throw it out. Or use a plastic spoon and consider your crane plastic. You know, meaning maybe some people only eat their crane with milchik anyway. Only eat their crane with plastic anyway. You know, it could be that a lot of people never eat their crane with milchik. Okay, so lechachila nearly, even though the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. Well, if you make them together. Lechatchila nearly b'machir, because a lot of achronim are not comfortable with the shach. But b'di'evad for sure mekel. And if some people are making lechatchila, you don't have to criticize them. Especially with metal spoons, which is a stretch anyway. So some people are mekel lechatchila, you don't have to criticize them. But nearly, that it's kedai to be machmir lechatchila, like the mechaber.
In something that okay. In one of the secondary sources brought, like a case of... let's say you stick a plastic fork to take out pickles, that because the fork is like has the property like a knife, it punctures.
Ah, that's a different issue. Usually people don't soak their forks in the pickle jar. The problem is, what if you spare a pickle with a plastic fork and then lose it? If you eat it right away, so it's in your stomach, it's not asking shadows anymore. But what if you spare a pickle with a plastic fork and lose it? I think that is a baya, because I think that spearing with a fork is the same as cutting with a knife, and that's what I've seen in the modern day poskim. So it's duchgir sakina in a dover that's somewhat charif. So I think that one should be makbid, that if you spear a fork, if you spear a pickle and lose it, you should go back and find it. Certainly lechachila. Okay. The end of this, there's another parallel machlokas, even the fiha mechaber. What if it's just for 1 second? Says the Mechaber, it's only Aser Kedei Klipa. Well, that also makes sense. If it's salt water, salt for 1 second, Aser Kedei Klipa. That's the general rule of salting, we'll see later on. Does that also apply to Chometz? What about Chometz 1 second? Does Chometz 1 second also Aser Kedei Klipa? Like if you stick your spoon for 1 second into the vinegar. Did that Aser Kedei Klipa? So that's a big machlokas, whether the Mechaber meant only one Chomer by Chometz, that in a few minutes it's all Aser, or he even meant in 1 second it's Aser Kedei Klipa. The Gra says, nah, he never meant to Aser Kedei Klipa in a second, although the, the Prima Gadim is a little machra on that. Lemaisa, we can generally be makel in that, certainly if you're talking about metal spoons, because it's not even clear that Mechaber himself meant to aser kedei klipa in a second for chometz. Okay, that's what we have to say about kavush. Now we go on to another very controversial topic, much more controversial topic, and also another one that Ad Hegel Mazeh, different people have different opinions about, which is klisheni. What's the din of klisheni? Says the Mechaber. The Rashi brings down the following machlokas. Does anyone want to take a picture of the board for Shesnek? The Rashi brings down the following machlokas. Everyone knows from Hilchos Shabbos. Please don't answer me from practical Lamaisa Hilchos Shabbos. Answer me from theoretical Hilchos Shabbos as found in the Gemara. Klisheni. Finish the sentence.
Einu
mevashel. Klisheni is not mevashel. In Hilchos Shabbos, klisheni einu mevashel. In Hilchos In Hilchas Chala, Klisheni, and Mavashal. Hilchas Karpon Pesach, Klisheni.
What was the second one you said?
Hilchas Chala. You know, let's say you cooked your dough in a Klisheni and then baked it. So that's not considered cooked dough, it's considered baked dough. But that, I'm not getting to Hilchas Chala now, I'm just using it as something that's found in the Gemara, a similar case to that. In Hilchas Karpon Pesach, right? Here in Yemenu, right? If you cook your Karpon Pesach in a Klisheni and eat it, you don't get Malkus. It's not considered a cooked Karpon Pesach. Klisheni is not cooking, right? You know, if a guy made you food in a klisheni, right? That's not bishlakum. It's not mevashal. So, the question is, so what might you say? Ah, great! Klisheni is no problem. If I dip my hot dog in a cup of hot chocolate in a klisheni, it's all mutter, because klisheni ain't a mevashal. You might think.
Well,
and that's one day in the Rashba.
You rinse it off.
Yeah, you rinse it off. Obviously, I meant you rinse it off and it's mutter. You know, if I took a fleishik spoon and stirred my hot chocolate in klisheni, klisheni and mevashal. I took a treif spoon and ate my soup with it out of a klisheni, klisheni and mevashal, no problem.
So why would we say nothing like that?
On the other hand, the Rashba Paskin is not that way. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, tain of klisheni and mevashal. Everyone agrees klisheni and mevashal. Again, I'm not interested in practical of the Shabbos now. But in, you know, Iker Adin on the Shabbos, Klisheni is not the Vashon. Klisheni ain't no Mevashon. What's the question? Question is, well, does Hilchos Talmivos depend on Bishel? Like, is it only Usher if I cook ham with my vegetable soup? What's Usher? Is the Isser to have vegetable soup cooked with ham? What's usher? Vegetable soup that has the taste of ham, right? Meaning, I don't really care if it's cooked. I care if it's cooked for certain chaloshems. You want to know if it's possible called the rice, only if it's cooked. You want to know if it's carbon pesach, that's treif, only if it's cooked. Some things depend on cooking. But it's not an issue of cooking. It's an issue of Messina's time. So the question is, klisheni is not hot enough to cook, but maybe it's hot enough to transfer time. No, where's the poskim? Is it mavliya or maflet? Right? I know it doesn't cook, but maybe it can get the taste into something, that's mavliya, or get the taste out of something, that's called maflet. It's not hot enough to cook, but maybe it's hot enough to transfer taste. Maybe you don't need cooking heat to transfer taste. Cooking means you take raw chicken and make it into cooked chicken. That needs a lot of heat, not klisheni. But just taking the taste of a chicken and putting it into the cheese, maybe even a lower level of heat will do that. That's a fundamental machlokas rishonim, right? This is a machlokas rishonim. The Rashba brings down, and the Rashba is machmir. At least that's mavli or mafla kede klipa. That's the pshat of the Rashba. We'll get to the taz. So, what's the hachra of the machaber? Let's read the hachra of the machaber. Chom shel kli rishon shel yad sol edesbo. If a kli rishon is yad sol edesbo, mivashel, that cooks. But osir kulo, and it, if you have kosher with treif, it'll bring the time of the treif into the whole kosher, the whole thing. Avochom shal klisheni, ain't a mevashal, but klisheni is not mevashal. So far, not controversial. V'yeshomrem shagamkin in mafalom avliya. Some people say, just like it doesn't cook, it doesn't cause taste to transfer. Every taste stays where it is, it doesn't go anywhere else. V'yeshomrem b'chomakum mafalom avliya, but osir kadei klipa. Some people say it asir kadei klipa. That's pshat in the Rashba. So, what do we paskin? Says the Mechaber, the Roy Lachosh Lizar B'davar Lechachila. Lechachila, we should be Machmir. You want to know if you can stir your hot chocolate in a mug, klisheni mug, with a fleshik spoon? No. You want to know if you have a soup bowl, a bowl of soup klisheni, can you dip a piece of ham in it? No. Lechachila, we're Machmir. However, aval b'diavad mutter below klipa dach b'avos sag. B'diavad is mutter; it doesn't ask you to get klipa. You just have to rinse it off, and it is fine. Ayin la'el, etc., etc. Says the what are the main shitas? One is the Mechaber and the Ramah. How do I know the Ramah agrees with this? Because a he doesn't argue here, but also throughout all of Basmachal and Taroves, he always assumes klisheni is mutter b'diavad. So it's clear he agrees with the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber and the Ramah lechatchila aser. Bid the Eved, mutter. Okay.
The first part of the issue, that was published from Vusha, you didn't mention Vilfa Show.
I didn't mention Shabbos and Kavush Kumavusha, because the Rishonim do not discuss that.
Why they should be parallel?
This is a big machlokas. This is a fundamental machlokas. I forget who. Okay, most poskim say that Kavush is not usher in Hilchos Shabbos at all. Kavush is merely something that transfers taste as much as Bishul. It's not part of the Avmalacha of Bishul. There is one day otherwise, but I forget who it was. And then there's a interesting day of the Chachma of the Chai Adam who says, well, if Kavush really makes something good to eat, then even if it's not Bishul, it might be Matur Patish. That's a big chiddush. But the mainstream psak is that Kavush is not Asur on Shabbos at all. Or at least not an Avmalacha on Shabbos at all. Okay, some types of Kavush might be Xera to Malicha, which is one of the Molech, one of the Avos Malacha. But on Shabbos, we assume that for whatever reason, that Kavush is not one of the Avos Malacha. Kavush is clearly something that transfers taste without cooking. And likewise, by the way, for all these other things in the Torah. Karban Pesach that was Kavush is not Asur Midaraisa. Bas Bechol that was Kavush is not Asur Midaraisa. If a guy took inedible food and pickled it and made it edible, it's not Bishul Akum. Kavush is clearly blios without Bishul. Klisheni, according to the Rosh, was blios without Bishul, according to other Rishonim, is not blios at all.
We're just saying transfer taste, but it's not really cooking.
Correct. It's for sure not cooking.
So that's really what it means to say that it's like cooking, just that it transfers taste.
Correct. Now, that's one opinion. However, there are other opinions about this as well. There are other opinions about this as well. There are three main opinions. I'm going to... by the way, there's a Rabbi Kida Eger who has a big chumrah. He says, hold on a second. The Machaber says, b'dievet it's mutter. L'chachilas b'dievet mutter. So what if you take a fleshik spoon and stir your coffee? Klisheni? The Rabbi Kida Eger says, l'chachila kashert. That's called l'chachila. That's not called b'dievet. You can always kasher it. It's not so hard to kasher it. The Verbosha assumes not that way. The Minhag HaOlam seems to not be like Rabbi Kida Eger. We assume that calling a kli treif, that's b'dievet mutter. We don't say l'chachila kasher it. But Rabbi Kida Eger is very macher about this. He says that when we say mutter b'dievet, that just means if it's not kasherable. If it's kasherable, we're not making b'dievet, just kasher it. Okay, that's a big homer, Rabbi Kida Eger. Reb Moshe does not assume that way. Most poskim do not assume that way. Let's see what the other two opinions are. The Shach is a little more mesopic. Says the Shach is a little more mesopic. He says, even b'dievet I want to be machmer a little. What's his shara? He says, for sure b'dievet l'chachil aser. B'dievet, if it's an ochlin, u'klicheres, what's the common denominator of food and klicheres? That they're very porous. They're very porous. Klicheres is very porous. Again, I don't think he means our klicheres that are glazed. He means real klicheres. And foods are very porous. Then, aser k'dei klipa im ein hefsid. He doesn't say merupa. He says, you know what? You should be machmer on a k'dei klipa if it's a klicheres, which we don't really have nowadays, or food. Unless it's a hefsid. He's machmer a little. Right? What about other kalim? Then he says mutter b'dievet. Okay, we're not going to go so far as to say klisheni is going to affect a metal spoon. We don't go that far. But if you're talking about foods and klicheres, meaning he would say, let's say there was treif soup. Right? And someone accidentally dipped a hot dog into klisheni of treif soup. He'd say, okay, if there's no hefsid, it's hot dogs aren't so expensive, then throw out the outer layer of the hot dog. He would say, okay, the outer layer of a food, we don't really have klicheres, you should be machmer on, which basically doesn't correspond to most of our klisheni shalas that we have nowadays. But I guess it could. You know, you never know. You have a hot lasagna. Hot lasagna is a tricky case because it's a double gush. You have, I don't know, hot chicken soup, and a tomato in a klisheni, in a bowl, tomato fell in. Okay, you should consider the tomato milchik. The outer layer of that tomato is now milchik. Okay, it should be macerated. There's no reason to call the tomato milkic. Just eat it.
Inflation.
So I'm inflation, of course. Just eat the tomato without milk. No problem. Eat the tomato now. Okay, so consider the outer layer of the tomato to be...
Would you say that you have to wait after eating it?
Lechor not. Okay. That's the shach. The taz is super duper machner. Based on the Maharshal, he is machner even more than... He interprets the Rashbam more machmer than most of them say the Rashbam. The Taz and the Marshal are machmer more than the Shach in three ways. In three ways.
Bidi Eved. Kulo. Bechol ha'ochlin v'keilin. Ella. B'makom hefset merubah.
He is in three ways more machmer than the Shach. Number one, the Shach says just be machmer k'dei klipa, which is what it seems like the Rosh was only machmer. The Taz and Marshal say be machmer in the whole tishini asher, the whole thing, not just the outer klipa. Number two, the Shach only says to be machmer b'dievet on foods and klicheres. He says no, even on metal and even on all kinds of hard kelim. Number three, the Shach only says to be machmer. There's no hefset. If it's a hefset, it's fine. Says even to hefset, only if it has to meruba you could be makel. So in three ways, he is more machmir than the shach. One is all of it versus the klipa. Two is ochlin v'cheres versus all types of kalim. And three is hefset versus hefset meruba. Basically, according to the Taz, in most circumstances, there's no heter at all of klisheni. Klisheni is like a kli rishon. In most cases. For the Shach, Klisheni is a little bit more machmir. And for the Raman the Mechaber, Klisheni is heter gomer b'dievet. Okay? Ad hayom hazeh, there is not a clear opinion of Psak Halacha on this. To this very day. I'll just mention a few opinions. What are a few opinions? The Mishnah Brura sounds like he is Mekel. Says the Mishnah Brura in Tof Mem Zayin Chof Hei. Tough Mem Zayin, by the way, there's a whole simon about like mixture of chametz and non-chametz, and when there's a blias ta'am, that's why the Mishnah Brura talks about these things. Let's see, where are Achronim go? Mishnah Brura, Tough Mem Zayin, Sifkatan Chafei, Sifkatan Chafei says that after Natina Le'ikar Alacha B'Yordei Simon Samaches, which also is Diklisheni Ein Machlin Mavliya, Mikom Machlin Yer Pesach Yishlach Vashbdasa Machmirim. Okay, that. If it's not Pesach, the Iker Din is Iker HaDin LaHakel. Of course he's not making on Pesach. But he says the Iker Din, even though we're Machmer on Pesach, the Iker Din is LaHakel. The Aruch HaShulchan right here says, Aval das rov poskim eino kein v'chein tzot medivrei matur v'shulchan aruch v'chan makomos t'klisheni dai behadacha. The Aruch HaShulchan right here. Simon Kofhei, if you test, also says, the Ikra Din is like the Mechaber. Rav Moshe assumed like that in many places, including some of the tshuvas I gave about saints. Rav Moshe also assumed that way. The Pischei Tshuva in Simon Sadi Dalit, Simchat Zayin, sounded that way in the name of the, it sounded that way. He quoted Achsam Sofer, who says that we're machmer and klisheni and klishlishi. He says, no, our minig is not to be machmer. It's not 100% clear. Did he just mean we're not machmer and klisheni? But it sounds like he meant we're not machmer even on klish. Sorry, did he just mean we're not machmer and klishlishi? It sounds like he says our minig is not to be machmer even on klisheni. B'dievet, it's not 100% clear, but. I'll put it in parentheses. Pisvei Tshuva. Above, we mentioned at the time, Sadi Dalad, Sifkat and Zayin. The Chachas Adam.
Excuse me, are we talking about a klisheni?
Yad Soledispo. Yes, the Rashb himself was machmer less than Yad Soledispo, but the Achronim don't pick up on that.
What is the basis of the Rashb?
One second, the Chachas Adam holds like the Shach. Montes. Sivav, Paul Nuntes Sivav, he passes like the Shach. Yes.
I'm sorry, I maybe missed something you said, but what is the basis of the Rashba shot in the Gemara.
Okay, so I don't want to go into all the Makoros in the Gemara, just because we do have to speed a little, but we have two Makoros in the Gemara. Two main Makoros in the Gemara. Number one was the... sorry. The Gemara has a daya that when you sheft with a treif knife, the beis hashchita in the neck of the animal is also gonna be klipa. Even though it's not as hot as a kli rishon, it's only somewhat hot.
Isn't that dazzling to the din of like the
So the other rishonim and achronim say that's because of duchka sakina, and we learned that duchka sakina and klisheni is a problem. That's not stam. That's only because of duchas akina. That's not a good raya. Then he had another. He had another iser. The Gemara says you shouldn't put when you sheft an animal. You shouldn't leave the chilev sitting on the meat, because like when an animal dies, it has body heat, and then when it's, maybe it starts to decompose a little. I mean, tiny bit. Obviously, you wouldn't eat it rotten, and it gets hot. So you shouldn't leave. And clearly, it's not as hot as a kli rishon. So the Rambam says no. That's only a schomer lechachila. That doesn't actually make a treif if you do it. So we have these two makoros in Shas, number one the beis hashchita, but that's not such a good proof, because that's duchas sakina. Number two, you shouldn't leave the chilev on the meat after you sheft an animal, but it never actually says it becomes treif. It just says it's better not to.
Why wouldn't the poskim simply say, okay, it's a bad yafkini, but it's not?
Why? Because, I mean, you have to get into every single rishon, but there are some rishon who agree with the Rashba. So, okay, Lemaisa, this is the lay of the land. Halacha Lemaisa, there are those people nowadays who want to be choshish for the Taz, and that's a big bummer. There are those people who want to be choshish for the Taz. Okay, that's not the way I learned. Ramosha was not choshish for that. Pashup Shad is like the Mechaber, or Maximum, like the Shach. Lemaisa, in most Shilas that come up with us, the Shach wouldn't be Machmir, because usually it's involving hard Kalim, you know, not involving like, you know, meaning usually it's a hard kli that touches a food, not a food that touches a food or a food that touches a kli teres. So usually, like, you have a metal spoon and you stir something in a kli sheni. Okay, that's a metal spoon. The shach wouldn't be machmir on that. Or such. So, lemaisa, it's enough to be machmir like the shach. Even the shach is not so practically, the shach's made in most of our cases. Most of our cases involve metal kalim or glazed kalim. Whatever it is. I think we can be makel in mostly shiny shilas. Not everyone agrees. What's the classic shila? The classic shila is this is maisa mechol yom. You eat your chicken soup in a klisheni with a milk spoon by accident. My kids do it all the time. Or you stir your coffee with milk with a fleshy spoon by accident. So over there, the Ramad Mechaber would say, what's your b'di'evit? No one would matcha l'chachima. Talking about the evet. The shach would also say much of the evet. A metal spoon's not going to have a blia and a plata and a klisheni b'di'evet. Metal spoons are very hard. So, even though there are some people who say...
Is a plastic spoon...
Plastic spoon's an interesting kasha. Is it like a klicheres or not? I think the minig is to treat our modern-day plastic not like a klicheres for a purpose of Hesher Kalim. So I would look over here also. Was Yatzo Ledesbo.
Yatzo Ledesbo. Doesn't stop.
Correct. Correct. That's what the post can assume. So Lemaisa, I think we can be Mako, Yesh Machmirin.
That's why we can understand better at the beginning when we discussed why it shouldn't be like Hilchot Shabbos. Because by Hilchot Shabbos, you're talking about the concept of Bishul and whether it remains. But here we're talking about the Bliya.
Exactly.
We're talking about Rotaf, so it's much easier to understand the thing.
Okay, and I'm gonna summarize that in one more second. So first, I want to add two ha'aros. One based on what Zev says. If you're talking about a klisheni, if it's pachos miyad soledes bo, then it's for sure mutter. Certainly, b'dieved, no question, it's mutter. Lechatchila, we wouldn't put anything in anything hot. Lechatchila would be machmer in any kind of heat. But it's always also very hard to draw the line. For sure, that's pasha. If it's Yad Soledes Bo, that's the Mechaber versus the Shach versus the Taz that we just discussed. The Chachmas Adam has a Chiddush. Anyone remember the famous Chiddush of the Chachmas Adam? You might have learned it from Hilchos Shabbos. and then you might have called it Chai Adam. What's the famous Chiddush the Chachmas Adam about Klisheni?
It's a Rosea.
What's his phrase? The Chachmas Adam in the same place has a Chiddush.
Yad Nifvesbo.
Yad, so lettuce bow means it's very hot and you withdraw your hand from it because it feels hot. But you wouldn't have to go to the hospital. Right? Yad nichvesbo means your hand will get a burn. Okay, I don't know if you'll have to go to the hospital or not, but you'll need the first aid. Right? You'll have a blister on your hand. You'll get injured. Yad nichvesbo is hotter than yad so lettuce bow. Yad so lettuce bow, the postcomer sofa got 105 degrees, some postcomer sofa got only 120 degrees Fahrenheit, or 45 degrees Celsius. They're misopic, it's yad so lettuce bow. You know what? If the shower was that temperature, I would turn it down. That's already yad so lettuce bow, suffering yad so lettuce bow. Yad nechbeis bo means if I took a shower in that water, they would have to bring me in an ambulance. Chasr shalom. That's much hotter. Most klishenis are not yad nechbeis bo. Meaning, if I eat a bowl of soup, if I would spill the bowl of soup in my lap, it would be very uncomfortable. But I wouldn't need a doctor. but some klishenis can be yad nechbeis bo. You have people who have a very hot cup of tea and they just poured the cup of tea and, you know, they're a good mug. If you spilled that on your lap, you might have to go to the hospital. It might be, you might actually be able to get a burn out of that, chas v'shalom. That's the idea. I mean, I do know people who have gone to the hospital getting burns from a cliché. You know, it happens.
Coffee or tea, they're just
in real
really
life.
Hot.
What?
They say you with coffee or tea, they're just really hot.
See, the problem is a lot of it depends on the quantity. I mean, really, it's not just a matter of temperature, it's a matter of quantity, right? If I pour half a cup of tea on you, no matter what the temperature is, you won't go to the hospital. If I pour 12 bowls of soup on you, then you might, which happened to my brother once, and my aunt's share of brachas, someone's carrying a tray full of bowls of soup and tripped and spilled them all on him. He's okay now. Baruch Hashem.
He got burned using
that? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then not important. You can ask about it when you go back to Hawaii. The Yad Nechbeis Bo. If it's Yad Nechbeis Bo, the Chachmas Adam's Mechadesh, that Yad Nechbeis Bo is Mevashel, according to the Chachmas Adam. He is the same Chumar, by the way, in Halacha Shabbos.
Is that just as far as
this is a very big mystery. It's a mefurish halacha in Helchus Meister. I'm not going to get into Helchus Meister now, but you might be aware if you go Chazar Shas Mishnayos once in a while, you'll recall that even after Gmar Malachim, Ruach HaKri B'Goren, food is not Tevel unless it's one of the six things that are Koveil the Tevel happened to it, and one of them is called Bishel or Or. You know, so if I harvest food to take home, and I finish processing it in the field and package it up, and it's still in the field, I'm allowed to have a snack without taking off trumas or maestros, but if I cook it, I'm not. And it's mefurish neshami there that if I cook in a klisheni, I'm still allowed to eat it without trumas or maestros, but if a klisheni was yad nichbeis bo, then it's usur. So we see yad nichbeis bo counts as bishel for trumas or maestros. And it's quoted in the Rambam. It's a mystery. Don't ask me to explain this mystery. You could ask me. But for the entire Jewish history, no one ever took this halacha that Yad Nechbeis Bo, a klisheni, counts like Bishul for Hilchos Meiser, and applied it to the rest of halacha. It's sad that Hilchos Meiser minded its own business. And then the Chai Adam came and said, hold on, this is a very logical rule. If in Hilchos Meiser Yad Nechbeis Bo counts as Bishul, then in Hilchos Shabbos counts as Bishul, in Hilchos Kashrus counts as Bishul, and in Kalter Kula counts as Bishul. You know, he says, why should it only be in Hilchos Meiser? Hard to tell. Seems like a reasonable point, but on the other hand, no one said until the Chai Adam.
Could we presume that that most of the others had some kind of chiluk in that?
Yeah, it could be. They say this is a special chumrah they made in Hilchos Meiser, because in Hilchos Meiser there are six things that count like cooking. Eating on Shabbos also counts, and selling it also counts, and a lot of things count there. It's a different getter. Although, it's not that they're cooking, they're just other things. So it's a big question, and Melicha is more chumrah in Hilchas Meiser than it is in Hilchas Kashrus. So maybe Hilchas Meiser is its own Chumras. Okay. Halacha L'Maisa, this is the Chiddush of Chochmas Adam. It's not clear whether we should all accept this Chochmas Adam, because he has a mocker in Meiseros, or whether we should reject this Chochmas Adam, because if no one said it until him, then obviously you thought there was a difference between Meiseros and Kol HaTorah Kula. Ad Hayom Hazeh, it's no clear hachra whether to agree with this Chochmas Adam or not, and this is somewhat of a game changer. He doesn't just say it's Mavlif, they cleave for this and that, he says, Mamish Bishol Doraisa. Or at least Mamish Bishol equivalent to Doraisa, he never doesn't say explicitly. Lemaisa, it's very unclear what to say with this Yad Nifei Spokan. And this Yad Nifei Spokan can happen. Usually your bowl of soup by the time you eat it is not Yad Nifei Spokan. Coffee, when you put milk in it, is never Yad Nifei Spokan. Once you put milk in your coffee, it's not Yad Nifei Spokan. That's possible. Once you add milk, it can't be Yad Nifei Spokan. But, you know, sometimes you could have such, you could have a case of Yad Nifei Spokan. Not crazy. What if you put something in a thermos, hot water in a thermos? You know, for 2 minutes. That could be Yad Nifei Spo.
Is it only by Kli Shlishi there's no...
He says even Kli Shlishi, but I don't know if Bimtzias, if you're likely to have that case. Lemaisa.
I mean, if we were to take that seriously, though, if you had something, you had, like, you know, coffee or tea that was Yad Nifei Spo and a Kli Shlishi, and you put milk in it, he's going to say it's Bishul Doraita.
Maybe. On the one hand, it's a Chiddush L'Chach Masada. On the other hand, it does have a certain logic to it. If it's so hot, then why shouldn't it cook, right? If it's really, really hot. What is this, like mystical power? Or is this like science? In science, it makes a lot of sense. Oh, cliche, he doesn't cook, because it's not so hot. But if it is hot, then in a kanami. I know that's the problem. The problem is... I know exactly. The problem is that there was a good 1,300 years for people to say... 1,500 years, 1,400 years, whatever, depending on who you count, for anyone to say something until the Chochmas Adam, and no one did. Okay, Tzarech Iyun, it's a mystery.
Okay,
nachon. So, Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, it's not a clear Achra, but nearly that's Kedaida to be Machbar in this, certainly if one can be Machbar in this, because he might be right, a lot of modern day posts can quote him. What would be the case of the Chochmas Adam? The case of the Chochmas Adam would be if I have a klisheni of boiling hot milk that's Yad Nifei Spo, and I stir it with a fleshik spoon. That would be treif, right? That's an afkamina, right? Then it would be treif.
I mean, right? I guess the poskim have a generally objective criteria for what counts not Yad Nifei Spo?
I don't know. Maybe in the very modern day poskim they have a number. I'm not sure. It's a tricky getter. But you know, some things are almost boiling. Yad Nifei Spo means almost boiling.
Well, almost you boiling. Boil water for tea. Right?
What? Yeah, when you boil water for tea and pour it straight into the teacup for a second, it's probably Yad Nifei Spo. Not 3 minutes later. But as soon as you put it into the teacup, I'm sure it's Yad Nifei Spo. Right? I'm sure if you poured it into the teacup and right away poured it on someone's head, they would need a doctor. Right? Don't do that.
What is the problem? Other than do with the dinner if you were
clean? Well, unless he wants to say that Yad Nifei Spo is only Kedei Klipa, then he didn't wipe out the din, because Yirat Kli Rishon is also Kedei Klipa. Because after all, Yirat Kli Rishon burns people. Yeah, could be. Right, okay, this gets into more complicated inyan, which is that Lemaisa we pass that Yivor is Mevashal Kedei Klipa anyway. You have to ask, this is a tricky one. It could be that maybe Iwer is only Mashkin and Klipa if it then falls off because it doesn't stay long enough. Or it could be that Iwer gets colder more than quicker than a Klisheni because it's not together. You know, it's... All right, it's a good question. I'm not going to answer it now. Let us just go through one or two other details that come up here. One detail is, first of all, I left some space here. If Klisheni is Einu Mavasho, can anyone tell me what else it doesn't do? Equals the Einu. Anyone know? If it's not Mavasho, then what else doesn't it do? It might be Mavli and Maflit, according to some Rishonim and Achronim, but it's not going to be. Who remembers from Simon Sadi Beis? Whatever's not hot enough to be. Mavashel is not hot enough to be. Or Moshe made a big deal with this.
Mavliya umaflit ha'achas.
It's not going to take a bliya out of something and put it into something at one time. That everyone agrees that we're not choshish for a klisheni. It's not mavliya umaflit ka'achas. Because to take a tam from one thing and put it into another thing, or from one thing and put it back into itself, in the case of a liga, that a klisheni is not hot enough to do. That, for sure, b'di'evid, we are makel on, even according to the Taz, even according to the Shach. What would be an example of that would be, not if I had a klisheni of treif soup. If I have a klisheni of water, and I dip in a piece of cheese and a hot dog, then that's for sure, everyone agrees that's mutter. Because it's not going to take the time out of the hot dog and into the cheese, and out of the cheese and into the hot dog. The water will be usser. Because it only took time out of the hot dog and only out of the cheese. And now the water has time buser and chalav. But the cheese and the hot dog will be mutter. Because it's not going to take the time out of one thing. Meaning, it doesn't take the time out of one solid and put it into another solid. That cliche is not powerful enough to do. It can put the time from a liquid into a solid, from solid into a liquid. But from solid into a liquid into the next solid, that it's not powerful enough to do. And therefore, for example, I think Lechora, even the Taz would admit. Let's say I stirred something with a klisheni with a I ate my soup with a treif spoon. He would for sure admit at least that the bowl is kosher, because it's not going to get the time out of the spoon and into the bowl. The soup might be treif, but it's not going to get the time out of the spoon and into the bowl, because that would be too much for a klisheni to handle. Okay, some other issues that come up here are, one, this is a very nice discussion in Shach Levatari about how to interpret Yerushalmi, but we're not going to get into it right now. How about a kli rishon she'en hayad soledes bo? Medayik in the Mechaber. What's the din of kli rishon she'en hayad soledes bo? I mean, a kli rishon that's only warm. Kli rishon she'en hayad soledes bo. What does the Mechaber think? What is that case? I have a soup pot in the pot, but I took it off. It's been sitting on the counter a few minutes. Or I have soup in the pot and I put it on the flame, but it's only been on the flame for 2 minutes and it's not hot yet. Well, 2 minutes would be freezing cold. But let's say it was warm. What about a warm kli rishon? What does the Mechaber think? Sif Beis? Zev Kahn, what does the Mechaber and Sif Beis think about a warm kli rishon? No excuses. Ellie? Ellie? Chom shel kli rishon shehayad soledes bo mevashel v'oser. The diuk is if ain hayad soledes bo, then it would be okay. Right? So the diuk of the Mechaber and the Shach is mutter. However, the Maharshal al-pi the Yerushalmi says aser mishum harchaka. The Yerushalmi says, Asu harchaka l'kli rishon. The Marshal, it's not shot in the Yerushalmi at all. Also, according to some misunderstanding of the Yerushalmi, the Marshal says, we see, in a kli rishon, they made an extra harchaka gzeira, not made midoraisa. Extra harchaka, even if it's not kli yatsu let us bo, there were gozer a kli rishon as a harchaka. Eino yatsu let us bo, atu yatsu let us bo. So, warm kli rishon is asur atu a hot kli rishon. Lemaisa, that Achronim agrees in the Pesach Tshuva, that seems to be a misunderstanding of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says they made a harchaka, the Shach says, for a kli rishon She'ain hayad sholetes bo. What does it mean, ain hayad sholetes bo? Your hand can't rule over it. Meaning, your hand is soletes bo. Shalim Yimshal means the harchaka is kli rishon shayad soletes bo. What's the harchaka? Kli rishon shayad soletes bo is doraisa. The Yimshal means l'shitase, that midoraisa bishul is only on the fire. Once it's off the fire, it's not bishul doraisa. The harchaka of the Yushalmi, Pashim Shalim Yushalmi, is yad soletes bo off the fire. But the Marshal understood the Yerushalmi somehow, though we're not sure how, that the Harchuk is even if it's not Yatsu Letisbo. Halacha Lemaisa, the Shach is Choshesh a little for the Marshal, and the Pesach Tshuva says that, he quotes, Lemaisa says the Pesach Tshuva, Yesh Lahachmer, at least the Pesach Tshuva says, Al Gabe Ha'esh, right, if there's no Hefset Meruba or other Tzadim Lahakel, meaning the quotes of the Chua Schein that, you know what, it's enough to be mapping the Marshal on the fire. If it's on the fire, just a very low fire, and it's not Yatzu Letis Bo, or it has only not been on the fire long enough, and it's not Yatzu Letis Bo, then it's Kedai to be Machmer, because on the fire you should really need a Harachaka. That could get hotter any second. But off the fire, narrowly, that one does not have to be Machmer for this Marashal, and that's the Hachra, the Chua Schein, quoted in the Pesrei Tshuva.
Does that mean that if you would say, in that case, if it was Mamash, you know, but not Yad Soledis Bo?
If it's a clean be shown on the fire, even if it's not Yad Soledis Bo, or Dim Nachmer, and then it answers.
And you would Mamash say,
yeah, unless it's a Shasad Chak, or Hefsid Meruba, or other Tzadim Lahakel. Okay, there's also an important Pesachi Tshuva Yosef Katan Zion, quoting the Sefer Bechor Shor, who says that, and this is, you see reflected in modern day poskim, we're not bucky exactly how hot is called Yad Soletis Bo. Therefore, if you can touch it a little, it still might be Yad Soletis Bo. He says that you have to be machmir, unless you're sure that it's not Yad Soletis Bo, you have to be machmir. And that's clearly the assumption of the poskim, that if you look at all the poskim, what is the outside lettuce bowl? Oh, it's something between 105 and 180 degrees. Something between 120 and 165 degrees, whatever, Fahrenheit and equivalent Celsius. Basically, the poskim assume that unless we're sure that it's really totally comfortable to the touch, we're machmering the outside lettuce bowl, which is why if this comes up lemaisa, you don't always have a thermometer, then go to the poskim and say what number it is. Right? If it's not comfortable to hold, then we're choshes that might be called Yad Soletis Bo, and we'd have to be machber, because we're not a bucky exactly where to double on Yad Soletis Bo, and that's the minigra poskim. If it's totally comfortable, then it's obviously Yad Soletis Bo. But what's already borderline, like, my hand doesn't mamish withdraw, but on the other hand, it's a little hot to handle. That's already yichshash Yad Soletis Bo.
But if it didn't recoil, why is it a shash?
Because whose hand and under what circumstances?
If you're a person who has really callous hands,
correct.
Wash
but lemaisa, we follow the course. Sure, if it's not mamish comfortable, then we're choshesh v'yad soletis bo. Okay, the last thing that's discussed here that's summarized a little in the shach here, especially in Sifkatan Hay, especially the second half of Sifkatan Hay, he summarized some of the things we've seen already. So I'll just repeat some of the summary, which is the dinim of Iwur Kli Rishon. What about Iwur Kli Rishon? What's the din of Iwur Kli Rishon? Iwur Kli Rishon. So, there's a famous machlokas, Tosos and Shabbos, between who and who? And Rabbeinu Tam and his brother, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, about whether Iroi is Mevashel or Iroi is not Mevashel. The Shach points out, and it's sort of Mukhrach, that everyone has to agree Iroi is Mavlita. How do we know that? Because in the Sugya of Tata Gavar, when you pour hot onto cold, it asers Kedei Klipa, and that's Iroi Kli Rishon. So, lemaisa, what do we say? We say, Iroi shelo nifsak hakiluach. We say, is for sure mavliak de klipa. And we are machlokes Is it Mivashel today, Klipa? And we go Lechumra. So we assume Eroi Shalonetzak Yiloch, an unbroken stream, is even Mivashel today, Klipa. Nafkamina would be that we wouldn't do it on Shabbos, because we're Sechashel Mivashel. Or the Nafkamina would be that, you know, if we did Eroi Shalonetzak Yiloch, a boiling hot milk onto cold meat, we would assert Bahana, because maybe it's possible called Doraisa. Bishol Doraisa, Bishol Mamash. What about Iwer Shenifsa Kakiloach? Iwer Shenifsa Kakiloach seems like the Sugya of Tatar Gavar. Hot unto cold. Pashpashat, they seem to be discussing his Nifsa Kakiloach, and we say it makes a Vliya Kidei Klipa. So that's what we assume. We assume that it's Mavliya Kidei Klipa. It's not Mamish Bishol. Meaning, if a drop of hot milk landed on meat in a broken stream, then that would only be possible called drabana. But we assume it's mavliya kidei klipa. I know there was shacht in one place on that funny sugya of the fat falling on the knife, who sounded like we assume it's no problem at all. But we don't normally assume that. The end of Tzadik Beis with the oil from the lamp that fell on the knife. There he sounded different, but in most places, we pass like the Shach, in most places, that is Mavliya Kidei Klipa.
Just to review, what are the shirim about Kidei Klipa? How much do people...
Kidei Klipa is the thinnest layer you can
peel off.
It doesn't mean the thinnest layer you could take off with sandpaper. It's thicker than the layer you could take off with sandpaper. It means the thinnest layer you can peel off with a whittling knife, which is thicker than the thinnest layer you could sand off with sandpaper, but still awfully thin. I don't mean what you or what I could take off with a knife. I would probably have to take off a whole inch. I mean what someone who's very skilled at using a knife can peel off, the thinnest layer they can peel off, which is, you know, for sure less than a millimeter, right? It's a... Yeah.
This is supposed to contain the teal.
Contain the teal is very thick. It's a thumb. A thumb is like an inch or something. No, what's a thumb?
Right. Yeah.
Almost an inch. You know, not me, I don't know, get a ruler. Okay, and then we also had some other discussions on today's, but that's good enough. Chazar for now. Okay, that's if base. So if Gimel. Chazar something from Siman Sadi Aleph. And since it's Chazar, we're going to try to go through it a little more quickly. Nafal iser cham l'toch heter cham de kli rishon. If a hot iser falls into a hot heter in a kli rishon, o afilu iser tzon l'toch heter cham, or even cold into hot, hakol aser, it's all treif, right? Hot into hot and cold into hot is the same thing. Tata gover, the bottom one wins, right? And that's how he explains it. Tata gover al ha'elyon, the bottom one wins the top one, o mechambo, and makes it hot, atchamafle b'tachto, until it gives its taste to the bottom one. For sure, if cold kosher falls into hot treif, for sure the hot treif gives its time to the cold kosher. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. If cold falls into hot, whichever one is kosher, whichever one is treif, it's all considered hot and it's totally treif. Hot falls into hot, obviously totally treif. But if hot falls into cold, it doesn't matter which one of them is the isser, which one of them is the heter. If hot falls into cold, we already know this drill. Ain't all Israel kidei klipa, right? Tata gover is all considered cold, but ad demekur leibalo kidei klipa. Meanwhile, it's bliyo kidei klipa. Afilum elyon acham iser. Even if the hot one is the iser, doesn't matter if the hot is the iser or the cold is the iser. It asks kidei klipa. That's tata gover. We know this already from Simon. Tzadi aleph. V'kol zeh lo mayri el b'chom kli rishon. Adds the Ramah. This is all talking about in a kli rishon. Meaning it falls into a kli rishon or falls out of a kli rishon. Like as soon as you take it off the fire, you put it with the heter. But if something's already in a kli sheni, we know there are most shita b'diavad, something's already in a kli sheni. Means tata gavar and iroi, right? This is equivalent to the case of tata gavar of cham. Letotzoning, right? Tata gavar cham letotzoning is iroi shenifsek hakiluach, right? Something falls out of the kli rishon and lands on a cold thing. That's mavliya kidei klipa. Says the Ramah, this is only in a kli rishon. Meaning, what's the din tata gavar if something lands in a cliché. But if something's in a cliché, then let's say something falls from a cliché onto cold, or from cold into a cliché. Of course, there's no problem. Parma says cliché is not mabashal. Right? Well, kvarmuna cliché v'achar k'manicha heter etzlo o'olav. Ain oser klal, it's no problem. The cliché ain oser k'moshin isbar. The cliché doesn't answer like we explained. Okay, so he says, if it's cliché, this is all cliché. If it's cliché and cold, or cold and cliché, that's considered cold and cold. Of course, there's no problem. The Shach and Tassir review the famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Maharshal. What's the famous machlokas between the Ramban and the Maharshal? Dover? Gush. What if you have a salad in a cliché? Right? What if you have a salad in a cliché? Dover, gush, a salad in a cliché. The Ramah over here, he's not so explicit about solids and liquids. But remember earlier from Sadi Dalad, Ramah says the din is like a klisheni, which is mutter. The Maharshal says the din is like a kli rishon. We already saw this in Sadi Dalad. The Taz was machria, like the Ramah, he was only machria as duch of the sakina. The Shach here, says like the Maharshal. The Taz, there, right? Where does he say he discussed it? In Sadi Dalad Yudalad, and the Shach is in Kofhei Ches. The Shach agrees with the Maharshal. The Taz in Sadi Dalad Yudalad says, Machmir only if there's Dukka de Sakina. Which means he's mostly made like the Ramah. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin l'chumra. L'maisa, we are machmir. Rav Moshe says, we're not machmir ikar gim, we're only machmir as a chumra. But either way, l'maisa, we're machmir. We're not machmir to the thada, it's usher. But l'maisa, we're machmir. Yes, Ellie? That's a fascinating question. There's another Mishnah in Hilchos Pesach that I didn't quote. This seems to be Mekel on Iru Klisheni. When it comes to Kalei Bishol, some people are Machmer on Iru Klisheni. The simple shot is that we're Mekel on Iru Klisheni.
So I'm saying if you hold it, we'll just have their Klisheni,
so that's controversial in the Machronim and Hilchos Shabbos. The Matan Nesorim and Hilchos Shabbos split on that. But in that case, I would be machmer because the whole klishlishi is not such a pashut heter anyway. So, I would be a little more worried about that, perhaps. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's
Tzarchia. That is what we just learned now. Everything on the side of the
board. According to the Maharshal, everything on that side of the board only referred to liquids in a klisheni, not to solids in a klisheni. The Maharshal was machmer klisheni anyway, so it's one big lishitase. But according to the Maharshal, forget the Maharshal, we would say a solid and a klisheni, none of these kulas apply. What do I mean by that? Let's do a halach lamaisa. I have a stir-fried chicken in a klisheni. And I don't cut it with a knife or spear it with a fork. I just scoop it up with a milky fork and eat it. Since it was a solid in a klisheni, a hot solid in a klisheni, yeah, it's a little solid in a klisheni, we'd have to be machmer on that. Lemaisa, if you have a solid in a klisheni, then we're machmir. So, back to lasagna. Solid lasagna in a klisheni. Solid steak in a klisheni. Here's a great example. Sizzling hot, not even sizzling hot, hot steak in a klisheni. Yabzalit is both steak in a klisheni, and a piece of cheese falls on it. We would not use any of the kulos of klisheni. We would say, cold falls on hot, kuloser. That's what we would assume. Basically, we'd be machmer as if it was kli rishon. If you have hot lasagna in a klisheni, and you eat it with a fleishik fork, your fleishik fork is treif. And if the inflation word has been yomo, lasagna is also treif. So on salads in a klisheni, basically, we take away the whole heter of klisheni and we make it into a kli rishon.
And do we have the heter of prima donna liquid and salads together? Does that, 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 does that
That wasn't the Prima Goddamn, was it? That was the Pesach Tshuva and some Insadi Dalits have cut in Zion, quoting, I thought, the Solus Lamincha. Yeah, the Solus Lamincha. No, he said it about Yeridea, about Kashrus. Yeah, Pesach Tshuva, Insadi Dalits have cut in Zion, quoting Solus Lamincha. If you have liquid, solids in liquids, then you can consider it a cliche. I'm not sure how to sum.
A little gravy on the bottom of the...
No, it means like a vegetable in the soup. It's a little unclear to me scientifically, but okay, if we assume Marshal is a chumra anyway, yes, welcome to Hakel. So Lamaisa, everything we said about Klisheni, we should erase if we're dealing with a solid item. That's the shita of the Marshal.
Lamaisa, you're saying you should be
choshesh
for that?
Yes, Lamaisa, we are machmer like the Marshal. Ramosh says we're not machmer ikar, then we're machmer as a chumra, but we're still machmer like the Marshal. And Hilchot Shabbos also, I'm not sure. Hilchot Shabbos also, by the way. Right? If you have, I don't know, no one ever eats hot steak on Shabbos. Just not so practical. But if you, that's the example that was used. You have a piece of, or forget it, you have a baked potato on your plate. Potatoes actually are scientifically the worst. You have a baked potato, because they're density or something. You have a baked potato, hot baked potato on a klisheni plate on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put pepper on it. Because it's like a klibishon and it's mavashon. That's how we paskin. We're machmer like the marshal.
You say you was on, like, let's say in the black and it was very hot, and you pulled it off then?
What?
You're saying the potato, like, it was on the black or something.
Yeah.
And you pull it off. Do you have to wait till it cools down?
I mean, you can eat it without pepper.
Right, fine.
Yeah, but right, you have to wait till it cools down to blow you out the lettuce, but with potatoes actually take a long time. Potatoes are like the things that retain heat more than anything else, I believe. Ask a scientist why.
Any scientists? Most people are not going to eat, it'd have to be yahtzeh lettuce. Presume most people are not.
Yeah, it's a big machlokas whether most people eat yahtzeh lettuce boh food or not. I think Zev told me once most people don't eat yahtzeh lettuce boh food. I'm very misuffic. I think most people do eat yahtzeh lettuce boh food. I want my food served yahtzeh lettuce boh. I mean, I want my food served so that if I took a big chunk and stuck it in my mouth, I would get hurt. Then why do I want my food served that way? Because then, even after it cools down, it'll still be nice and warm. And what if my wife first serves it, if it's yahtzeh lettuce boh, so I'll take a little piece and I'll blow on it. I want my food served so that I have to take a little piece and blow on it. That's called yahtzeh lettuce boh. Okay, some people want their food served so they can stuff it in their mouth comfortably. Okay, so each family does things differently. What can I tell you? But clearly, there exists a type of person who wants their food served yahtzeh lettuce boh. And you can't deny that. Because you're looking at him. Now, the continuing in the Rambah here, he says, Vim heinicham bazeh zeitzel zeh. Ooh, here's a great case. What if there's no tata and no ilah? You have a hot and cold food next to each other sideways. What if you have sideways? Okay, this is a very complicated technical issue in terms of how to exactly work out all the sugyas. Misvara, there's not really svaras on these things. At a certain point, like, it's just someone cheshbens the Gemara's one way, someone cheshbens the Gemara's other way. Kuf Hei is tricky because it's not really svaras for things. There are makoros, but not really svaras for, like, because it's not lumnish. It's, like, practical. It's scientific. But it's a scientific question, like, when does time transfer? It's scientific questions, but we're not paskening them based on science. The Rishonim and Achronim are paskening based on Diyukim and Gemaras. So it's a very technical kind of area. The Rav, when he learned Yoredea, said, of course, no one's arguing here about science and about when tastes actually transfer. They're arguing about halachic halos. But that's not the mainstream understanding. Mainstream understanding is they're arguing about science based on Diyukim and the Gemara, and therefore, you know, whatever they say will...
Yeah,
just
the Rav approach seems to make more sense, though. I mean,
you
can't correlate it with the Messias a lot of times.
Obviously. The Rav held, as I think the Rav was once quote was once said, till the brisker alumnus, your day used to be pots and pans, and now it's alumnus. Until my grandfather, your day was pots and pans. But most people see there they're still pots and pans. They're not all as abstract as the rough. Maybe they should be.
Well, are there any poskim that ever argue then that there should be times where they're coolest when it doesn't match the Messias? Like, when you really...
halacha l'maisa, you're going to be nervous about these things. Like, remember, we mentioned that just last year, some poskim came and said, our kelim aren't really boleh. Right?
Right.
But Lamaisa, it's not traditional to go that way. Okay, what if they're next to each other? Says the Ramah. Im shneim chamim michom kli vishna kol osur. Okay, that's a no-brainer. If it's hot next to hot, of course it's all osur. It's all hot. I'm interested if it's hot next to cold. Neither one's top, neither one's bottom. What's the din? If there's hot and cold next to each other, basically we're mekel, and we say it's considered cold. So basically, since the tata doesn't win, if nothing wins, it's only for the klipa. That's the question. Nothing wins. Hot and cold next to each other. Neither one wins, neither one loses, right? There's no tatani law. So what happens if neither one wins? If the hot thing wins, we know it's bleh, the whole thing. If the cold one wins, we know it's only for the klipa. What if neither one wins? So the Rama says, if neither one wins, it's kedei klipa. That's the rule of hot and cold where neither one wins. So what if you have hot next to cold? The Rama says, oser kedei klipa. That's very makel. He's saying it's as makel as if the cold is on the bottom. So if nothing wins, then you can't have more than a kedei klipa. This is a big machlokes. The Shach agrees with the Rama. But the Maharshal and the Taz say that then they compare this to the case of salted fish next to unsalted fish in the Gemara, whereas the case of salted fish next to unsalted fish. So the Shach and the Rambam say, that's something about salting, don't bring this in here. But the Taz and the Maharshal say, and it's not even clear what we pass in there, the Taz and the Maharshal say, no, that's talking the case where next to each other, and the Maharshal says, quoting the Taz here, that it depends which is hot and which is cold. If neither one wins, the hot affects the cold, but the cold doesn't affect the hot. So he says, therefore, if the Isser is hot, then the Heter is Kulo Osser. If the Isser is cold and the Heter is hot, then it's Osser Kedei Klipa. So basically, everyone agrees, if you have a cold Isser next to a hot Heter, it's Osser Kedei Klipa. What if you have a hot Isser next to a cold Heter? That's a Machlokas, Marshal, and Ramah. Continuing in the Ramah here, he says, I'm sorry to say that in some of these issues, do not. You have to look in the Yalkut Yosef. No one's Sfardi has been quoted at all here, right? Ramah, Marshal, Shach, Taz. If you put tray food in a kosher kli, or kosher food in a tray kli, not food on food, food on kli, same rule of tata gavar applies. If the kli was hot, it makes everything hot. If the kli was cold, it makes everything cold, and it's cold, and it's asur kedei klipa. Just like two pieces. If you use the wrong kind of knife. This, by the way, is a big machlokes. The Maharshal here disagrees. The Maharshal says tata gavar doesn't apply to kelim, only to food. Meaning, here you have cold kli, and in it or on it you have a hot food, the Rama says tata gavar. And the Maharshal says, nope, it's still considered hot. He said, tata gavar doesn't work for kelim, only for foods, and therefore, it's still considered hot. Lemaisa, the Maharshal has to hold this. If you look at the one we could discuss in the beginning, if you'd realize Maharshal has to hold this, why? Because the Maharshal's machber that kli sheni is considered hot. How can kli sheni be considered hot once you put it into the kli tata gavar and it's cold? The answer is no. If you put hot, this is basically putting hot food into a kli sheni. Kli sheni means you pour your hot food into a cold bowl or a cold mug. So there are laws, l'shitas say the Maharshal's l'shitas. The Rama says tata gavar. Once it goes into a cold kli, it's all considered cold. Kli sheni is not mevashal. The Maharshal says no. If you go into a cold kli, it's still hot. That's it. L'shitas say the kli sheni is mevashal. So really, this is just another way of saying the machlokas that's over there on the board. The Rama here is l'shitase. If you put something in a cold kli, it's not ta'agover, because anything in a cold kli is a cliche name is cold. The last thing is something that comes up all the time. I get this question all the time.
Wait a minute.
What?
What's the
achra in this case? The achra is be'ikr, didn't like the Rama. Because we really don't hold like the Marashal. The achra is like the Rama, to ta'agover. Meaning the isr to the klipa, as it fell in. Right? The shachmai stands upon Zion. According to the Rama, as it's going into the klisheni, that's still irik klibishon, that's still ta'agover, it's osr to the klipa. Once it's already settled in the klisheni, then it doesn't asr at all. So that's what you'd say. That's the sheet of the Rama, that's how we paskim ikr din. Right? If you're pouring into a klisheni as it's landing, that's called cham l'totzoni. That's called irik klibishon, it's osr to the klipa. Once it already landed and then something else is put in, that's already klisheni, it's not mavli at all. Okay, the last halacha here is, and then we'll have to end, the last halacha here is a very common shayla I get all the time at the coffee room. You know the coffee room here? Someone asked, well, hold on a second. If someone used the hot water thing in the coffee room into, like, hot chocolate powder that's milchik, or maybe a chochish, someone sneaked in and put the hot water into something treif, then does it all become treif? Because if you pour it into treif, does it become treif? If you pour it into milk, does it become milchik? I go someplace, I have a workplace, a guyish workplace in America. And there's a cooler with hot water and cold water. Right? So the hot water, some people use for milchik, for fleishik, for treif, all kinds of things. So does that make the thing treif? It's a good question, though.
Because we're closer to the Isaiah.
Because maybe the treif goes up into the tea kettle or the spout or whatever. So this is a discussion of the Rama right here, and I'll come back to your point in a second, Zev. Says the last Rama, Aser laros mikli sheish bo shuman kosher l'ner dolik sheish bo chela bo shuman iser. What was his example? His example is a little different than ours. He was worried more about how do you add oil to a lamp? The lamp is burning hot. You pour oil in. You could use treif, chelev, or shuman of treif for a lamp, right? It says in the Chumash, you're allowed to use chelev for your work. So, you have a lamp with treif, whale blubber, whatever they make candles out of, a liquid lamp. You have a lamp with treif oil. You want to add a little of your kosher oil. Is the treifness going to go upstream and treif up all your oil? Does treifness go upstream when you pour? Right? That's the shayla. Right? It can also be in regular people. I pour hot water into, I don't know, like a fleishik, instant soup, whatever. Does that make all the water fleishik? Right? Does the tam go upstream when I pour? That's the question of this
round. Isn't there some idea that the motion of the oil...
Like the motion is going downwards.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to imagine that it's going to...
Okay, fair enough. You know, in the Tome of Atara, this was the biggest hot-button political issue 2,000 years ago. Nitzo Chibur. This is a very, very, very bigger political issue even than, like, women's aliyahs nowadays. And this was what they fought about all day long. The Prushim, the Sedukim, and everyone. We don't care about Tome of Atara right now for our purposes. We care more about Kashrus Ta'am.
Right.
So... although they learn from Mishnah about Tome of Tara, what is the...
The infamous Tosfos and the Tafros, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah. So, the Lemaisa for Tome of Tara, the Mishnah Machshirin says, if you pour from a cold kli into a hot receptacle, the Tome goes upstream. But that doesn't necessarily tell us about Tam, right? So you can't bring Rayas. So, says the Rama, Lechatchila Aser. If for taros it's a problem, we're machmer for kashrus. Meaning you cannot pour your kosher oil. I mean, if you want to pour all your kosher oil, that's fine. Then you'll just burn it all in your lamp. But I'm saying if you want to pour some of your kosher oil and consider what's left to be kosher, you can.
We're not kosher for the...
That's an interesting question. We'll get there in a second. So, lechatchila, you cannot pour into treif, into hot treif. Obviously, into cold treif is not a problem in kashrus. It's only hot. But b'di'eved ein lachos, says Rama, lechatchila aser b'di'eved mutter. So here is what's your case. Let's review the case. The case is, here you have kosher, and you're pouring into iser. Lechatchila, don't do it. But b'di'eved, it's okay. Lechatchila, don't do it. B'di'eved, it is okay. You know, this could come up sometimes. You have
so you can't have a parafel kumkum?
What?
You can't have a power of a kumkum according to
you. Lechatchila. Well, usually you don't pour from your kumkum into milk or meat.
Maybe you pour it into a milk or cup.
Okay, once you're pouring milk in a cup, it's only not barnath, it's probably in a bit yomo, and there's a lot more at Stug and Mahakel.
Wait, before the Stug and Mahakel, we're talking about an economic question. Because
no, the ikaron, when you pour it into a milk in a cup, it's still pare, if it's called not barnath. It's only a chomer lechachila of the Ramad, because, yeah, right?
If you had some milk in the bottom of the cup.
Right, sometimes people put milk in the coffee and then pour the hot water.
Right.
So right? Or sometimes maybe they have tradition soups, they have flagship tradition soups.
No.
Good. Let's say they could, right? Maybe you'd pour it into the fleishik. Or if they have fleishik soup powder, you know the chicken soup powder? You can buy fleishik or you can buy parif.
Right.
I had a very, very chomer shiloh once from someone who had bought parif and used it with all kinds of things for a couple of weeks and then looked at the container and saw that it was fleishik. That was not an easy shiloh.
So the kapila we can't use kum kum.
So, okay.
Is something that's milk or fleishik.
Hold that thought. Give me a second. Says the Ramal lechatchila seemingly not. Lechatchila not. But b'di'evet it's okay. But b'di'evet it's okay. Why is it even lechatchila chash? What's the chash? Here the Shach and Taz seem to have slightly different opinions. The Shach and Taz seem to have slightly different opinions. What's the Isser lechatchila? So what do we say here? We say here, Aser lechatchila. Why is it Aser lechatchila? The Taz says because we're afraid in Sifkat and Vav, because we're afraid that it's Nitzo Chibur. Tata Gavar, and it'll all be like one Chibur, it's all touching each other, and maybe the Tam will go upstream. The Shach says a little different. He says, a Hevel Ole, because there's a lot of steam, and maybe the steam will carry the Tam up. Okay, whether it's because of the Tam says actually the stream that we're worried about, the Chachila. The Shach says it's actually the steam. You know, whenever you pour things, there's always steam that we're worried about l'chachila. Either way, l'chachila, it's usher, v'dievet, it's mutter. Now, I just have two issues, and then we'll be done. Number one, l'chachila, it's usher. What about l'chachila, it's usher? So what about fleishik and melchik? Right? This is going about into treif. What about into fleishik or into melchik? Two questions. Or three issues. L'chachila, usher. Number one, the case in the Mishnah in Machshirin is, where do I have room for three issues? I'm not quite sure. The Mishnah was talking about tzoning the tocham, cold into hot. Cold into hot, the hot thing, has more influence on the cold than the cold and the hot. The Mishnah is explicit, according to the way we pass in the Chachamim, hot into hot is okay. Because hot into hot, the top hot fights against the bottom hot, and it doesn't get affected. So clearly, tzomim le'tocham is aser lechatchila. What about cham le'tocham?
Have you ever seen a kula like that before?
What?
Usually,
correct. Correct. And basically, we only see this kula in Taurus. But since we're only learning the chumra from Taurus in the first place, so pesha aser or pesha heter. Cham le'tocham is machlokas achronim. Most achronim say we don't have to worry in cham le'tocham. But the Prima Gadim here is a little worried. So Cham L'Tocham is a machlokes. I saw in the, I think, or a force book he posted from Rav Yashav, L'chachila, it's good to be machr even on Cham L'Tocham, even though that's a big chumrah. La'anias dati, I think it's pashut, that, one second, we'll come back to that in a second. He says, even to be machr on Cham L'Tocham, it's not so pashut. Most achronim say to be machr on Cham L'Tocham. But okay, there's room to be machmer and cham l'tocham also, beseder. Oh, nagid, there's room to be machmer l'chachila and cham l'tocham also. Now, let me ask another question. What about not barnat? What about not barnat? So, nira l'nis daiti pashot, that there's only nisul l'chachila, that a not barnat we can be makel. And this is what I also saw in different words in my Fort's book. Meaning, into, even though some are machmer, into an empty, or not empty. Meaning, let's say you're pouring into a milchik mug, but without milk in it. Right. Or into a fleishik mug, but without fleish in it. I think we can make it all next. It's not barnat anyway. Not only that, let's go back to the tea kettle. Let's say I'm pouring from the tea kettle, forget, into the cholent. Never add water from the kumkum into the cholent. No. Or you can add water into chicken soup. Chicken soup is too hot, it burned out. You can add cold water, but it's more efficient to add hot water from the kumkum. Or some people put the instant coffee and the milk and the sugar and then pour the water onto the milk. So in all those cases, it depends. If it's, first of all, if you're talking about the mug, Ham L'Toch Tzonein, everyone agrees is mutter. Only the Toch Ham is the problem. Into an empty mug is Pashat Mutter anyway, because Ham L'Toch Tzonein, we don't even need that heter. If you're pouring into cold milk, Ham L'Toch Tzonein, cold tradition soup, Ham L'Toch Tzonein. Ham L'Toch Tzonein is okay. Which means that most of the things that people pour hot water into are Ham L'Toch Tzonein is okay.
No, but then again, once you have one layer of Ham, then you're going...
Correct, but it's only Ham B'Klisheni at that point. Your Marashah wants it already. It's on the bottom, it's Klisheni, so therefore we could be more makel anyway. L'maisa, Ham L'Toch Tzonein, I don't think we need to be machmer. I'm not saying there aren't those who are machmer.
The issue of pouring it into like the chalon pot or something.
That's Ham L'Toch Ham.
Right.
That's got to be machmer, but Nir L'Nis Daiti, it's enough to be machmer. If you pour from your kumkum into the chalon pot, be machmer L'Chachila. On the water that's in the kumkum now to not use with milk. But the kumkum itself, that's not barnat. Don't worry about that.
Okay. But now also, what about if you dafka, poured it high, so it was like nifsak kaki luach or something like that?
No. You should never pour things high, nifsak kaki luach. It's sakam.
Better be treif. Fine, but that's fine. You're talking about a practical.
Yes?
What I'm saying on a halakhic point.
Kumkum, everybody uses all day for water to pour it into the chalent, and everybody assumes the chalent is poisonous. Nobody ever entered their mind to say that it causes any problems. Nobody is machmer.
Could most
no, no such thing.
So what you're saying is that most people are makel on chal l'tochal.
There's no such chumra. No,
okay.
Nobody says.
I saw in my fourth book he was machmer.
Yes. Nobody does that.
Okay.
You ever see somebody in Asa who has two kumkums on Shabbos? That's what you're saying. You have to have two kumkums on Shabbos. One to hit the palatial jar, one to drink your tea with.
No, put it into
your tea is parif. Your tea is parif. We're American. We're not British. We drink parif tea. But what you were saying is you need one for the chulin and one for coffee with milk. You ever see that? Okay, could be the minig l'hakol and chal l'tocham.
Did you ever go into anybody's house who has two kumkums on Shabbos?
No, I don't.
That's all. Those are the facts.
Yeah, but okay. But also, a lot of people don't pour from the kumkum directly into the chalon.
Everybody does. How else do you save your chalon?
You put it into a measuring cup and then pour it into the chalon.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to
lie. I do that.
Shh. Okay. We discussed that last year. We're not discussing it again now.
Remind
say, yesh machmirim in cham l'tocham. Yesh machmirim in cham l'tocham l'chachila. At least, if we're talking about the direct food, mixing with direct milk without a nap or not in between. Yesh machmirim in cham l'tocham l'chachila.
But don't try that.
Okay, Lamaisa, one last thing. There's a sefer called Kanfei Yonah, which is quoted in some of the Achronim as a kasha. His kasha is this. Hold on. If you're pouring into treif, the treif has zeya. The zeya of the treif should make a treif even b'di'evit. We know zeya asur's even b'di'evit. What's the havmina here? Why is it only the hachila? Zeyav treif asur's b'di'evit. It just says you're pouring kosher into treif. And we say asur l'chachila mutter b'di'evit. How can it be mutter b'di'evit? It should be asur b'di'evit because the zeyav of the treif. And that confuses all the achronim. Nira lani is daiti kacha. Nira lani is daiti kacha. If you put your kosher inside the path of the steam of the treif, then that's not this ramah. That's pashat asur even b'di'evit. If you have hot treif and you see the steam goes to here, and you put your kosher here, pasha that's usher b'di'evit because of the zeya. That's not the Ramah. The Ramah's case is if you put it someplace where there's no steam of the treif. Once you pour, there's steam. But that's the steam of the kosher pouring. That's not the steam of the treif. I think it's pasha that the Ramah, you think it'll kim to the Ramah, where you put it above the steam. Because if it wasn't above the steam, if it was in the hot steam, then it would be also even b'di'evit. So I think the okim to the ramaz, you're talking about treif which doesn't have steam. Not all treif has steam. Or you're talking about treif which has a little steam and you hold it above the steam. But if you put it mamash in the treif zeya, then that's a much bigger problem with this ramah. That's, we know that they are Asher's epidiever. That's Sadi Be'is Sefches. So Nirlanis Daiti, you have to make a chiluk based on the Kanfeyona, that this whole Ramah is when you don't put your kosher into treif steam. That's when there's this whole sugya. If you put your kosher into treif steam, that's much more chomer. That's Asher epidiever, that's a bayah gedola. Like if you take your kumkum and put it into the steam of the cholent, nothing to talk about. Pasha, that's a problem. I don't care what anyone does. That's a Simon Sadi base. That's Zaya. Here we're talking about, if you don't pour it into the... Obviously, when you pour from your kumkum, you get steam from the kumkum pouring. But that's not the steam of the treif. Is where you put it not into steam. Maybe when you pour it, makes some extra steam. But you're not putting it into the steam. That's when there's this machlokas, you're pouring hot into cold. We don't worry. If you're pouring cold into hot, we do worry, the chachila. Pouring hot into hot is controversial, okay? Some people say you should be machmer, and you're only stayed to die to be machmer, the chachila, if you're talking about a situation which is, there's no other standard mahakel, meaning of actual, what you're pouring is into actual tray, or you're pouring into actual meat, and then you're going to use it with actual milk, although some people disagree. Okay, we'll have to continue Amir Tzashem next Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about scheduling. The plan